Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back, everyone. I'm so glad you're here today. And let's just dive in. Because as Christians, we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be joyful. We're not supposed to have any problems or pain or agony. And that, oh man, that would be great if our life story was more like a Hallmark movie. I told my husband this past Christmas, I said, I'm ready for a Hallmark movie. I'm ready for everybody to be happy, everything to go smoothly, there'll be no problems. I'm just ready for it to all work out, happy, happy, happy. You know, nobody ever gets, you know, furiously mad and storms off. You know, there's always that coming together and they talk about it and just seems like a wonderful world, but it's not reality. And maybe that's why the Hallmark movies are so popular at Christmas time, is because it's not reality and people want to live there. I mean, I would love to. You know, there's so many times that the answer as a Christianese, as a religious answer, you know, we're pointed to, oh, well, if you have hurt or you have pain, you know, you need to get in the Word of God and just kind of get over it. And it would be awesome if I could just read the Word and get over it. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, I know many of you would love that. But the conflicts that we have in our life just don't happen that way. If there is some painful experiences that you've gone through, it just doesn't just suddenly disappear. I wish the Lord would do that for us, but maybe He does when we get to heaven. But I know that the word of the Lord is faithful and it is true, and it does bring forth healing, and so it is important. But it doesn't suddenly make everything disappear. Otherwise, these pastors and these preachers who preach the word all the time wouldn't have issues and problems, right? Of all the people that are in the word, it's them. And Lord knows we've seen plenty of pastors fall with issues that have never been healed, that they've never dealt with, because they believe the lie that as long as you're dealing in the word, then somehow or another it's going to be okay. Somehow or another, it just disappears, and you're just supposed to be happy and joyful all the time. But not true. So we live by what we think the word says, as a general whole, like a man of honor, a man of integrity, right? As a critical basis of who you want to be, living a life in the way Jesus has instructed us as a best place of happiness. So figure out, what do you believe as a foundational belief about what you have about the Word and about God, about Jesus? What is that foundational belief that you can go and you can stand on and have and hold when something just kind of slaps you in the face and you don't know where to go, what to do, but that which is inside of you that you have clung to as a belief is what you're going to be able to produce out of you, out of those moments that you are being crushed in that olive oil press. If you know what your foundational belief is, then you will move out of that. Now, the problem is, it's when we get slapped in the face and we stand there and we can do it for a few minutes, but then if the pain is great, what happens? What happens with the emotional pain that we've all grown up with as children? There's not one kid that makes it to the adult life that does not have and carry some emotional pain. You may have had the best parents, but you didn't have the perfect parents. You may have had good parents, but you didn't have the perfect ones. And you know what? None of us are that way. None of us are perfect. And none of us grew up with perfect parents. So it's our job to find out what is broken on the inside and be able to process that and heal that. So how do you do that? Some of that is the choices that you're going to make after you know what your foundational belief is. After you know that you have that foundation and you walk into it, then you can spend time in prayer. Say it's with a relationship that, you know, there's a conflict. What do? Well, you grab a hold first of what you know as a foundation, what you have as that foundation, and then you walk upon that to the next part of what God shows you through word, through prayer, through dreams, through, you know, visions, through however God communicates, through music. God is not limited in his communication of how he talks to us and how he gets it through to us. And he does it individually for each and every person. And isn't that awesome? If a current disturbance is caused by one of your past pains, then it's important that you begin to heal from that past pain. And so how do you do that? Sometimes you need to go talk to a friend. Sometimes you need to talk to a pastor. Sometimes you need to talk to a counselor. Sometimes you might need to get on medication for a while so that you can process whatever it is you need to process. Sometimes you need to go into the war closet. Sometimes you need to forgive. There's no one answer that's going to fix everything. One thing of healing process is in the world, and this has been asked and brought up, in the world, you hear a lot about, you know, this, your inner child. And people want to know, you know, what to do with that. So people use that term in a lot of different ways. And, I don't know for sure how people use it, but when I say or when I think of inner child, you know, what does it mean to embrace your inner child? Well, I never want to embrace my inner child. I just want to heal and grow to today. I want to get rid of whatever the stuckness is. Most of the time, in stuck places, of memories of stuck places, you can see yourself. You can see yourself of who you once were. Or Jesus will show you the symbolism of you in that place. Maybe what happened to you, something happened to you as a little kid, but you see yourself older. But you know it happened when you were younger. Well, that is because Jesus is showing it to you out of those eyes because something happened to reinforce whatever happened in the earlier years. And what you see, I personally don't want to embrace my inner child. I want my inner child, if there's a stuck place, to grow up and have healing and to be embraced by Jesus Christ and to move on. I'm not a child anymore. And you have to leave your childish ways and childish ideas, childish pain behind. But sometimes the only way you can do that is being able to go back and see some of the stuck places and some of the pain. Because now that you're older, see, you can go back to something where you're 7. And you can see now that your parent was maybe trying to help you, or your parent was, you know, trying to do their best and couldn't, or the parent said something, or the parent let somebody else say something, or whatever it is. It could be a bazillion things. But now you can go back and you can break the lies. You can get rid of the demons that try to haunt you with those lies. And then you can have healing, receiving healing from Jesus, letting Jesus embrace that part of you that's stuck, and being able to let go of it, to forgive. Whatever has to happen in that place, for you to find healing and for you to grow. So when you do hear, you know, embrace your inner child, I'm not sure what some people are meaning by that. But when I think of it, I think of it in that way. I don't want to go back and hang on to that and embrace. Most of the time, any memory that's stuck with the inner child needs to be healed. And it just gives a place for demons to lie to you. I know that through the secular realm, many get stuck in that inner child place. And you can't get stuck there. If you do, oh my gosh, you'll be stuck there for a long time and never find the healing and the release from the pain that you hold. And many people walk around with a lot of pain, and it isn't until they can see the truth and the lies that you're able to get free. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way. So that truth will set you free. It's Him. And you don't want to stay in that stuck place back there with some child. You're not anymore. You need healing. And you need Jesus to come into that place and embrace you so you can break the lies and that demons can't torture you with those lies anymore. Like, you don't belong. Nobody likes you. They're just being nice to you on the surface because they have to. You know, we can go through a bazillion lies. And there can be the same lie with a little twist on it several different ways. But the freedom that's on the other side, when you let Jesus into those places, then your past pain will no longer color your future and the decisions and choices that you make now. That's why you want to heal. That's why you want to be set free. And I wish we could all just be new creatures in Christ Jesus. But there's some old places in me that just didn't get new until I went back and I broke lies and I allowed Jesus to set me free. That's when you find peace. That's when you find joy. And that's when the word truly becomes alive in you, because your heart is healed, not just the head. The heart, the soul is healed. I hope you guys can think about some of that today. Think about where you might have some stuckness and try to get some healing. We will talk more about that this week. I hope that you guys have a very blessed day. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.